Your Afternoon with Helen Shield on ABC Radio Hobart and across Tasmania.
Traditional oil landscapes. They're all, I only have one acrylic painting, all the rest are oil paintings. They're all of the wonderful places that I've been in Tasmania and being able to capture in paint.
Would you call it photorealism?
I guess you would, yes. Having said that, there's also an awful lot of interpretation in it as well. So there are little places where I can simplify, but where it all matters, it's all very detailed.
Did you grow up with much art around you?
I was trying to think, actually, during the night when I was waking up in the middle of the night and I was thinking, now what am I going to say? I had rheumatic fever when I was 14, and I can remember playing around with watercolours and doing little watercolour sketches then when I was bedridden. That's my earliest memory of painting. But then when we went to overseas and I was with the young children with my husband in London for his first study leave, I went to a wonderful class there. And it was equivalent of an adult ed class, but the tutor was so good. And he gave me a good introduction on colour mixing and tonal values and all the other things that are so essential to make up a good painting.
At what point could you really not class it as a hobby anymore?
I was sitting by the side of the road painting an old farmhouse down a tinderbox, really enjoying myself. It was a beautiful day. And the lady that actually owned the farmhouse stopped her car and came up to me and said, when you finish that, I'd like to buy it. Now, do you class that as the first start to being a profession? Professional?
Once someone's paying for your work, that's the definition, isn't it?
Yes.
I presume she was happy with it when it was finished
yes.
Not just half done.
It hung in the farmhouse for a while, but I think it's since moved on with her, because the place now is a lovely, well, it has vines. I think it might be a winery or something. When I sail by, I see these wonderful slopes of grapevines.
Yeah, well, how much exploring of this state have you done? When you say, as I sail by, you just spend a fair bit of time on the road and in the bush.
I do, yes. I have done a tremendous amount. It's been an accumulation, really, of about 40 years of field trips. And latterly, I have been going sailing around Tasmania in boats and fishing boats and now our own boat. So it's pretty good.
Do you cry out to drop the anchor when you see a spot you'd like to paint?
I had an experience, because you can actually do painting on board. I've taken my paints on board and done some what you call plein air paintings. They're paintings that you do on the spot. We were drifting in D'Androcasto Channel and we weren't getting anywhere, so I got my paints out and started painting. And the skipper put the motor on and move. I said, no, you can't move. I haven't finished my painting yet.
Well, how long does a painting take? Could you have been there for a week?
Well, in this occasion, because it wasn't very detailed, I was able to do it in about 3 hours. But I have done plein air paintings when I've down at Port Davey. When we've been anchored, I've done this one in the exhibition of Schooner Cove, and we were by the jetty in Clayton's Corner, just at the entrance to
where Wynne and Clyde's house is.
Pardon?
Is that where Wynne and Clyde's house is?
That's it.
Yes.
Oh, and I must say that Parks and Wildlife are looking after the property very, very well. And you wouldn't believe it, but in the sitting room, the old television is there, and it's still there. It's a wonderful part of
the
history.
The stick is still in the bath so that the little pygmy possums can get out.
Oh, yes. And I had the wonderful experience of meeting Denny King, actually having afternoon tea with Denny King three times.
A few paintings of the Melaleuca area in the exhibition.
Yes, and there's a what's one of my favourite in the exhibition is a miniature of Black Swan Island in the Bathurst Harbour. And you can no longer take any boats with motors on anymore, so you can only kayak or row a boat. But fortunately, the last time we went, we sailed in and dropped anchor.
Yes. When you say miniature, how small are some of your pieces?
5 centimetres by 10 centimetres. What is called a true miniature is you can't go over 100 square centimetres. That's the definition of
a miniature. 10 by 10, that's not big.
No.
That's not even a piece of toast.
That's right.
And how much detail do you still manage to get into a miniature?
This is as much detail. It's interesting because I've worked from miniature up to a 4 foot by two. I have to quote 4 feet by 2 feet because that's right. What I know.
Well, you all still talk about it with height too. I know how tall I am in feet and inches more readily than I do in centimetres.
Yes.
It lives.
Well, I've taken a 4 foot by 2 foot painting down to a miniature and I've taken a miniature up to that size. So they're... Amount of detail is interchangeable between a large painting and a small. Of course, in a miniature you have the added excellence, I suppose, it has to be in working fine.
Do you use magnification when you're doing a miniature?
Yes, I have. I'm very fortunate I've got both new lenses in my eyes. I've had my cataracts done.
Excellent. So,
but I do have glasses, special glasses, and on top of that I use a magnifying glass as well, because all the prizes that you win overseas and here, the judges look under your painting is viewed under a magnifying glass.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
What has been one of the honours which has touched you most over your career?
Painting wise, apart from the OAM, which is absolutely wonderful, was winning the Gold Memorial Bowl in London. That is probably classed as the most prestigious prize in the world. And once you've won it, you can't win it again.
Mm.
But that was in 2014. So I couldn't go over that year, but I went over the following year to actually collect the gold bowl, which is wonderful. That exhibition is held in the Moore Galleries just down from the Queen.
And that was right around the same time as your OAM, wasn't it?
Yes. Yes, it was in the same year.
Is your career still peaking?
I think I can honestly say that the exhibition that I have on at the moment is my best ever. My passion doesn't decrease, it's still increasing. I think once you get over the hurdles of have all the technical ability to produce exactly the mark that you want on your painting, you then have much more scope to interpret and to create the mood that you want to in the painting and create that special light.
Most of us, that's exactly what we can't relate to, is having a picture in our minds and being able to recreate it in front of us with a pen or a brush or clay or whatever it might be. What is it like? What does that do for you internally to see something in your mind and then to see it?
I think that your memory, your visual memory increases, which is different from the other memory, dates and names and things like that slip off the scale of excellence. But your visual memory, I can remember all the places that I've been. I can relate to all the paintings that I've done.
Mm.
And it brings you right back into that moment. And it brings back the excitement of that moment and reliving where you've been and what you've done.
Is there something quite profound about how that marries your inner world with your outer world?
It does. In fact, it's interesting. I, after only a few lessons that I give my new students, they say to me, look, I look at things so differently. Of course, you might be responsible if I'm looking at the sky while I'm driving. That's not so good.